Well, the candidates for commander-in-chief clashed over foreign policy, the war in Afghanistan, and national security in the third and final candidates' debate.
We can't kill our way out of this mess.
Al-Qaeda's core leadership has been decimated.
Joining us live, John King, CNN chief national correspondent. And John, I'm sure you noticed this last night. It seemed like there was more agreement than disagreement at times, kind of throwing us for a loop.
It was striking. You had in the second answer, Mitt Romney said, and good morning, Bruce and John. Mitt Romney said, you know, you can't shoot your way out of this, Mr. President. Arab scholars tell the United Nations we need more, you know, civic engagement and education in the Middle East. Did you ever think the Republican candidate for president would be talking about the United Nations in this debate?
Yeah.
Governor Romney made a strategic choice. He's trying to reach out to independents and women voters and who are tired after 10 years of war in Iraq and 11 years of war in Afghanistan. So he's trying to sound less bellicose, if you will, and agreeing with the president on a lot of points.
Romney did give himself a nice opportunity when he said to the president, attacking me is not a strategy. But then as the president continued to stay aggressive, that was kind of forgotten.
It was, in the sense that, but that has been a key strategic point for Romney throughout the debate. And if you go back to the before the first debate to where he stood going into the third debate, Governor Romney was in a stronger position across all nine of our toss-up battleground states. So he was trying to make the point that the president has no agenda for a second term. And last night he was trying to make it both, you know, on the world stage as well as he's made it more importantly on domestic issues. And you'll notice the Obama campaign notices that this is working to a degree. That's why the president's coming out with his, you know, a big new plan today, repackaging his proposals, a new TV ad, not any brand new policy proposals in it, but the president's trying to make the case, actually, I do have a plan. Here it is.
Well, and of course, one of those battleground states right in our backyard, the state of Virginia. And a lot was being made of that horses and bayonets comment that President Obama threw back at Mitt Romney, possibly alienating voters in Virginia. Is there anything to that, or are we just trying to dig too deep into this?
Oh, I suspect on one of your commercial breaks in the next 48 hours and on television here in the D.C. market and across Virginia, you're going to see a Romney TV ad and Republican ads trying to take advantage of that. It was a funny line in a way. It was a snarky line in a way. Some find it condescending from the president, depending on your perspective. But in terms of nationally, I think a lot of people probably watch that with amusement. But in the state of Virginia, it's very close, and the Romney campaign believes trending its way slowly. Don't be surprised at all. And I was told last night by Republicans, we will use that against the president in Virginia.
It does come down to, as it has in the past, was it enough to move the meter in either direction?
Look, the president in the second debate, and I think again last night, the Democratic base will be fired up by his energy. The question is the tiny slice of independent and undecided and persuadable voters, people who are soft for Obama or soft for Romney. One of the reasons Romney took the softer approach last night is he doesn't want to alienate women and independents, because that's his biggest weakness right now. He needs to close that gender gap, especially with suburban women, a little bit more. This is as close as they come. I mean, I study this stuff until I fall asleep reading the polling charts, and you go across these nine states, I would say that Romney's in a better position, a stronger position than when he entered the debate season. Slight advantage for the president today, if the election were today, because he's still publicly ahead in Ohio, publicly ahead in Wisconsin, probably a little ahead in Iowa. But the trend line, even though it's moving slowly, is moving in Romney's favor. And if it keeps moving like it has been the last 10 days, he could get over the top by election day.
Wow. What time did those polling charts put you to sleep this morning?
I was up till about 4 a.m.
All right. CNN's John King, thank you very much for joining us this morning.